I have a lawyer girlfriend who leaps into masochistic moods with both feet. When in suffer mode, she usually drags me to an Ingmar Bergman movie where I endure endless healthy Swedish faces filling the screen with ruddy self-pity. Or she takes me to coffee houses where morose feminists read monotonous odes to joy. These little doses of bland avant-garde seem to make her feel better for some reason. In one of these moods last week, she dragged me to see The Big Chill. The title suggests Wayman Chandler, but the dialogue isn't hard-bitten. It's just hard to swallow. The kind of writing we're told is good, but isn't. The kind of self-conscious dialogue that tells us more than we want to know. And The Big Chill has no Bogart, just good-looking Hollywood people pretending to be people just like us, only more successful, sipping fine white wine, smoking incredibly well-rolled sticks of the finest marijuana, and reeling off semi-witty phrases about where their lives have gone since the 60s. The Big Chill just sits on the screen because these people aren't going anywhere. They've arrived. They're in the full blossom of self-pity. They're in their mid-30s and acting like their lives are over. The Big Chill is a movie about and made by all the people I hated in high school. They were hipper and smarter than I was then, and they make more money than I do now. Not only that, they feel guiltier than I do. An article in Esquire a few issues back said, quote, years after the war, the relief many of the Vietnam generation felt at having evaded the military has been supplanted by shame. These non-veterans must suddenly heal wounds they never knew they had, end quote. Not only is this insulting to veterans who are healing wounds they know damn well they had, it's insulting to people like me who squeezed out of the draft and are damn proud of it. What, are we dead already? Did our lives end in 1970? Is everything we've done since just one long betrayal of half-thought-out youthful ideals? Are we just slim, attractive cattle sitting around our Architectural Digest homes chewing the cud of the poisoned past? I say no, ladies and gentlemen, leave you with a warning. Pals and gals, our generation is fast on the way to becoming the most insubstantial group of human beings who ever trod the face of the earth. Don't we have anything better to do than sit around and feel sorry for ourselves over things that did or didn't happen 15, 20 years ago? What do you say, kids? Time to grow up? I gotta go.